tax-free money. There are many ways to earn tax-free money. One way is to invest in tax-free municipal bonds. An example would be a person who puts $1,000 in a tax-free bond at a 5% interest rate. That means that each year this person will receive $50 tax-free. While it may not sound exciting, there are many times when such a return is desirable. Tax-free money from 0% money. Another way of deferring taxes is by taking the depreciation from the improvements on your property. For example, let's say I buy a $100,000 rental property. The land is valued at $20,000 and the building is valued at $80,000. The government allows me to depreciate the building and not pay taxes on the amount of that depreciation. Let's say the government allows me to take a 20-year depreciation schedule on the $80,000 improvement. In many ways, that offsets $4,000 of extra income I do not have to pay taxes on in that year. When your portfolio is in the millions of dollars, that amount in just depreciation, when combined with other losses that are not really losses, can be significant. One method the rich use to legally receive tax-free money is to simply keep deferring their real estate capital gains and then at the end of their lives roll that real estate into something like a charitable remainder trust. The moment they do that, they may never have to pay tax on all the capital gains or depreciation they deferred and used for much of their lives. Competent advice. When making any financial decisions involving these issues, my best advice is to seek competent advice. I am not a tax attorney, a tax accountant, or an estate attorney. These are highly specialized and complex areas of law that require the best advice you can find, especially if you are rich or plan on becoming rich. As Rich Dad often said, the most expensive advice you can receive is free advice. It is advice from your friends and relatives who are not rich and have no plans on becoming rich. But remember, not only can you receive bad advice from friends and family, you can also receive bad advice from so-called professional financial advisors, bookkeepers, accountants, and attorneys. So choose your team wisely. The best loophole of all. The best way to earn more and work less is via owning your own business. It continues to be the best loophole in the world. An employee today pays for many of life's finer things with after-tax dollars. For example, most employees have to pay for their car with after-tax dollars. A business owner is allowed to pay for his or her car with before-tax dollars if it is used for business and meets certain requirements. When you are working for 50% money, your car can be far more expensive than your boss's car, even though your car costs less. Even such things as football tickets, trips, or dinners, daycare for your kids, and other benefits can often be purchased with before-tax dollars if they qualify as legitimate business expenses and they may be subject to limitations. A word of warning. This program is only to make you aware of some of the differences in income. I caution you because it is legal to reduce taxes as long as you use these tax strategies in the pursuit of making more money. If you utilize these same strategies only to minimize taxes, then you are technically breaking the law. This is a very important point and is why I recommend you seek the best tax advice possible. As you look the numbers through, you might find that the price of job security is very expensive. Even if you have a steady job and a 401k, you might be losing out. The problem with a 401k. Although I recommend that everyone have and maximize contributions to a 401k if they qualify for one, there is one major flaw I see in it. The flaw is that although you save your money in it, and it hopefully grows free of the 20% capital gains tax, when you withdraw it at retirement time, you are taxed at the 50% tax rate of earned income. Even though you believe you are investing in portfolio or 20% money, when you cash in, you are still taxed at earned income rates. The second problem with a 401k is that it only works for people who are planning on being poor. If your income remains high after you retire, you continue to pay higher taxes on your retirement money because your income went up, not down. Similarly, the problem with Social Security is that it only works for people who want to be poor. If after you retire and you find that Social Security is not enough for you to live on, and you go to work for earned income, the government will begin reducing your Social Security payments. In other words, the only way to receive a full payment is to choose to be poor in most cases. So what if you simply save your money? For people who believe in keeping all their money in the bank, thinking that saving is smart, their money is working for 50% money. I too have money in the bank, but I do not think that saving is smart as many people do. I have money in savings as part of my financial plan to be safe and secure, not as part of my plan to be rich. This is true even though I do not think it is smart to have my money working for 50% money, as well as losing ground to inflation. Remember that different investment vehicles have different purposes, and each assist you in reaching different levels of financial planning, depending on what you want: to be safe and secure, to be comfortable, or to be really rich. 401k plans and savings are integral parts of my plan to be safe and secure, as well as comfortable, but they are not part of my plan to be rich.